Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Give me my money and stacks and lace my with non-figures. Real fingers on nickel-plated non-triggers. Must see my enemies defeated. I catch them while they coked up and weed it open fire.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You have 5:30 Creed every day, as well as 2:30 Tupac. You never notice till you hear the Tupac songs on the radio how many words can't be on the radio. You know?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That you can't see me, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Never enough.
That's all eyes on me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like to test my own Tupac knowledge.
Yeah, because you're not the biggest fan of the All Eyes on Me album?
Right.
It seems like a lot of songs I've been getting recently are off that album.
Oh, yeah, they got some good ones. That's because I'm you know what it is? The Death Row thing left a sour taste in my mouth, pause.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, because I think Suge put a battery in his back. And,
oh, sure.
And that led to what eventually happened, ultimately, as opposed to it being an environment to cultivate greatness and all of that. It was really his demise.
That said, I do think we're due for another Machiavelli song. It's been a while since
that's
since
the second album. Best album.
Oh, that's your second
favorite?
That's
my second favorite.
That one grew on me over time. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary for then up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. The question, wait, I just had it. Where did I put it? Hold on one second. There we go. What is the main reason you think BG came back? The two options: to help the locker room, to help the pass rush.
Oh, wow. You couldn't do both?
Yeah. Well, making them choose.
To help the locker room or to help the pass rush? I'm going to go with to help the locker room.
That's what it feels like.
Yes.
If it's one rather than the other.
Yes.
What do you think the poll question is?
It's slightly favored in that way, so I'll go BG. I'll go 55%.
It's 59% to help the locker room.
Okay.
Wow. Seems like everyone's on the same, scent with
people kind of see it.
I don't think it's about the leadership on defense. I think leadership on defense is okay. I think Bond's
really?
A good. I do. I think Bond's a good leader. I think Jalen Carter's just gonna do what he did. Jalen Carter. BG's not helping Jalen Carter.
Well, Jalen Carter did.
I think he can.
He did have a couple of moments last year too with BG here.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think it's about AJ and Jalen. Like, I think that's what he is here to do, is to help those two navigate this season again. And that's why I think it's a tough spot.
Well, I just don't see how he helps them. That's my only thing.
Well, you can call in.
Well, he did help last year.
Yeah, what do you take their friends? Take their friends? Come on, BG.
I guess if you go that route, I guess it could help. But
I asked you that yesterday, is that it seems like that is at least an ally on a vocal ally on Jalen's side that has some cachet. But I would agree with Jack mostly in that that's what it feels like. I hope that's not what it is, but it's certainly what it feels like.
The only reason why I say that is because I don't think AJ's a grown man.
He is.
AJ's going to do what AJ's going to do. Like, BG yes. isn't going to talk AJ into being another way. If he feels a certain way, only AJ is going to overcome those feelings and be ready to move on from that. I don't think BG being there is going to change any of that. Now, if you want to tell me that Jalen having a confidant there and somebody that he could sort of talk to and all that type of stuff and have him in the building and it could help him sort of keep his mind straight, I actually think that's more important. And I would actually be okay with that. Here's why. Because I think I just mentioned, sorry for repeating myself, AJ is going to be AJ.
Mm-hmm.
But I need to keep my quarterback right. I need to keep my quarterback in the right frame of mind. And I'm saying this in sort of defense of Jalen, that we don't take his mindset and mind frame into account enough. He plays the most difficult position in sports. He's in an offense where everybody wants to eat. Everybody wants the ball. He has to be the point guard to distribute a football. He's also under pressure from the outside, whether he hears it or not. But we're always scrutinizing his play. When AJ catches two passes, we don't blame AJ. We say Jalen got to get him the ball.
Well, whether he listens to us or not, whether he consumes media or not, it doesn't matter, because he still has to answer questions
yes.
from the reporters that are asking him those questions.
Yes.
So if nothing else, then he knows what's going on outside based on the questions that they are asking.
Yes. And so he to me, if this team is going to come anywhere close to reaching their potential and repeating as champions, he needs to be in the right place. Like, I'll say it again for the third time. AJ's going to be AJ.
Yes.
Right?
Which we will get to
in a second. Yeah, like that. But Jalen has to be right, in my opinion, mentally, coming into work every day, believing in the offense, believing in the team, keeping team first, and not being sidetracked by, I got to get him the ball, I got to do this, I got to do that. And if that means he needs to have somebody that he sort of feels comfortable with conversating with and having that sort of person in the building, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. It doesn't scream I got the most faith in my leadership in my locker room right now. And I understand that. But the Eagles can't sit back and say, this isn't going to look good if we do this.
If they think it's going to work.
If they think it's going to be beneficial, then I'm fine with it. I'm fine. Because again, to me, Jalen, this thing is not going to work if he's not operating in the right frame of mind.
For sure.
It's just not. It's not going to work.
So speaking of AJ, we did get an Instagram post. And is a photo, looks like from Sunday's game.
Mm-hmm.
And the caption is, using me but not using me. So, all right.
What does that mean?
Well, so here's the thing. I am not going to be gaslit into thinking that I just don't understand younger people or
explain 6'7" to me.
Yeah, well,
anyone explain 6'7"?
That's a different portion of the show.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
Oh, really?
With the young people, they go 6'7".
Oh,
you
I don't get it.
Seen
I
that?
Have no idea.
Oh,
it's awful.
Yeah,
it's awful.
It's all over the place.
Makes no sense.
And now older people are doing it because the younger people
that
are doing it.
It makes it worse.
Oh, yeah, it's all over the place. I have no idea, and I refuse.
Where to start?
I even Googled it, and it was like, it still didn't explain it to me, so I'm out on that.
We'll
I'm
be not, late to trends, but like this one, I don't know where it came from, how it started, what it means, any of this.
So like the AJ thing, using me but not using, it's just like, enough already. Could you just stop with this? And don't, and here's what'll happen. Somebody like me or somebody will say, oh, there he is. He's doing it again. And then somebody will ask him about it in the locker room and he will roll his eyes and say, it has nothing to do with what you think it is. It's the media right. making something up. But it's only him that he's like the only person on the team who seems to have these vague passive aggressive.
No, he is the only person.
Yeah, he's
on the
only person on the team doing this.
Yeah.
And he's such a great player, and I want him to be here. And I've tried. Trust me. If you made me pick, if I would love to be on Team AJ here.
Right? Yeah. I know
if it's
would.
The AJ Jalen side, I am dying. I am writing letters to my congressman saying I want to be on Team AJ. I'm buying the T-shirts. I'm writing songs. Whatever I'm getting, whatever I need to do to be Team AJ. But when you do this, You make it so, dude, you had 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, and could you just, for once, let the week go without some vague social media post that whether you meant whatever you meant, you could certainly, if you're him, he is smart and savvy enough to know.
Oh, yeah, he knows this is called, yes.
They ain't going to know it. I know what they're going to run with on this, and then he can do the thing where he is like, that's not what I meant. That was you know, because it's vague enough that it doesn't mean anything. It's just, I don't know. And I know somebody's going to say, no, you don't understand. It's a song lyric. Phooey. I don't care what you say. He knows, because he knows how everybody reacts when he does these sorts of things. And if the number one thing on AJ's mind was winning football games, then a game after he had 120 yards and 2 touchdowns and these sorts of things, he would not leave anything to the imagination of anybody who could make it sound any worse than it does. And it's just, I don't care, man. This stuff stinks.
Yeah, listen, why not post something positive about the team? The team win and
big W.
Yeah. Building, keeping our head down, working. We're building to get this thing right.
They thought we were dead. They tried to bury
something
us.
Something. Yeah, I agree. Like, yeah, you could. It's a good win. You had a good game. Devontae had a good game. If it's about the team, it's a good team win that ends a 2-game losing streak. You see everyone else on the team, whether they are happy with their role, whether they're happy with how well they're playing or not playing or what have you, everyone else has the same message, seemingly pulling in the same direction for each other and with each other. And they don't have the cryptic messages out there where we have to try to figure out, are you happy, or what is this about? Is this some subliminal message? Like, nobody else is doing that.
Every one of Lane's tweets I see is like, BG's back, great. And I'm like, okay, I know what that means.
Yeah.
Pave the lane.
Yeah.
I know what pave the lane means.
Not using me. Using me but not using me. I'm sorry. You know exactly how that can be, you know.
Yeah, because you're saying either you're using me but not using me. I don't know. That couldn't be. We're obviously going to correlate that with the football team.
Yes.
And your lack of being used in the proper way, which you've been unhappy about in the past. Even when you were 4-0, you weren't happy about it. So now you get 2 touchdowns in a game Sunday, over 100 yards, and this is the tweet.
Hurts is slinging the ball all over the place. Nothing wrong with the passing game. Yep. Devontae Smith, 100-some yards.
Yep.
A.J. Brown, it wasn't a big Dallas Goedert game. He wasn't throwing it to Mechie or friggin' Dotson or Saquon even. He was throwing it to the wide receivers.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just wish you would stop doing this. It makes it hard to be, like, Team AJ.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com. Code FIT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe DeCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Yeah,
it really does.
Yeah, and that's why I go back to, you know, him being happy here. Like, what is it? Like, if it was just about you being involved in the offense, you're involved in the offense the last few weeks. Like, you've been involved. You had 8 catches last week.
Yes. Imagine you're in a relationship and it's you and your significant other and you've had some rocky times and you have a good date night, right? Good date night, good dinner, saw a good show, yeah. maybe had a little fun at the end of the night, whatever. Yeah. And then your significant other goes on Instagram the next day and shows a picture of herself and it says, loving me but not loving me. You'd be like, oh my God.
You're not happy?
Are you happy? Are you not happy? What you could have posted was, had a great night with my man last night. Oh, great. Loving me but not loving me. That's exactly what this is, you know? So, all right. 215-592-9490.
I think that's fair. That's fair.
Just con it like I see it. Con it like I see it. 215-592-9494. You know what you would love, speaking of loving you, have your own house down the shore. Oh, you live in this area. What is better than having your own house down the shore? Adam Kasabi, the official realtor of getting your ass to have a shore home, is going to help you do it. K-S-E-B-E. He's out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. What he can help you do is, instead of paying somebody else thousands of dollars to stay in their house for a week, you could have your own place down at the Delaware beaches. You could charge other people to stay there. They're paying your mortgage. Then you have your own place to go every summer, maybe even a fall weekend getaway, whenever you want, at your own place down the shore. If you thought it's been too difficult, the market's too crazy, that's why you need a guy like Kasabi. He knows every nook and cranny of the Delaware beaches. And by the way, if you haven't thought about buying in Delaware, or you look at Jersey and you're like, property taxes way too high down at the Jersey Shore, they're super high. Not in Delaware. Some of the lowest property taxes nationwide. So when it's time for you to take the leap, you got to use my guy, Adam Kasabi, K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him. This is the cell phone that is with him right now, 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Tuesday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
My guys, real quick, I want to go back to something Ike said yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But saying, Ike,
yeah.
You know what? I don't need 79 yards every game either, but I want some 68, some 50s, some 40s, some 20s, and some 10s for some touchdowns. And another thing you said, Jalen needs to remember how he felt coming off that field. Not only that game, how about 2021 against Kansas City for 387?
Yeah.
23 against Washington for 319. 338 and 20-something, what's his name? 338, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. He's had those games. Remember that game on Sunday, and also remember those type games. But saying, that's what I want him to do. BG, I believe he's liability insurance. He just going to come in and cover enough. The locker room, the field, you know, that morale aspect, whatever needs to be done. And what's saying, y'all need to, you know what, I'm over the AJ thing. And for the relationship, if I know I ain't did nothing wrong, you know what? My wife know I got a remote control that I keep in my pocket, and I pull it out if she upset, and I point it at her, and I press the button. I remember almost 20-some years ago, the first time she was like, what's that? I said, that's my mute button. If I ain't did nothing wrong, I'm muting you. I'm pausing you. I'm rewinding you. Come back and give me something better. I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to worry about it. Until AJ divorces, not going to worry about it.
But you know what? You know what, Yosh? Here's the thing. You're our age. You get to our age, and you've been married for a long time. You're very secure, and you're like, you know what? If she's mad at me, she'll talk to me tomorrow, whatever.
Yeah, we're mad at each other. We already know how to deal with it. You don't even really argue anymore. You go to your respective corner, and I'll see you in a day or two.
She sits in the living room. You go over to the TV room. It's fine, whatever.
Yep.
They're
not at that stage yet.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm more so, if she go upstairs, I sit downstairs on the couch.
Yep.
I sit downstairs on the couch for a long time. I go get in the bed. Come on, get in it with me. You want to be mad? We going to spoon when you get up in here. And another thing, I don't take nothing too much about the AJ situation. You saw them boys hugging on the sideline on Sunday in the second half?
Who?
TJ, Devontae, and Jalen was hugging on the sideline in the second half.
I missed
playing
that.
Playing together and everything.
I missed
it. I missed that. That's why I ain't even worried about it either.
I missed
it. Go back and look at the game second half.
I missed that.
I missed it, too. Jack, did you see
that? Hold on. AJ and Jalen were hugging?
No, it had to be an AI video.
Yeah.
There's no way that they were hugging.
It's a real thing, brother.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Old people like you are getting fooled by AI videos all the time.
Every day on Twitter.
Yeah, would you see a grizzly bear driving a car, too?
Because y'all want them to be mad that you won't even listen.
Because it didn't happen, because you're living in fantasy land, Yosh.
I was watching the game live time.
Well, here's what I'm going to need you to do, Yosh.
Send us the video.
Yes, send us the video. Yes.
You sat here with me. I'm in the car with you now. I'm on the bus now.
No, I know. I'm just saying. I didn't see it. That's all.
Come on now. We don't need sunscreen lotion.
I definitely don't. So, yeah, you're right.
Hey, man, I love y'all,
Dad.
Holler back, baby.
Man.
Yeah, I didn't see that. Yeah, somebody had to send us that video.
No, I didn't see that video.
No shot.
Yeah, sounds like
zero.
Well,
it happened. I mean, maybe there's they
a,
did.
Hold on. Is it on the TV copy or is it on?
Right, it would have to be on the TV copy, right? Because that's the only way Yoshi seen it.
Yeah, like, we all watched the game.
Maybe I missed it. I don't know.
It would have made its rounds on Twitter the last 2 days.
Do you know how many people would have sent it to us? Imagine thinking
they don't like each other. It's like Ben and Joel whenever they like tapped each other's butts on the court. People were like, what's the truth?
That's what I would get. Every time I would talk about Ben and talk about that relationship, every time they would just smile at each other, I would get a screenshot of it and go, imagine thinking that they don't like each other. We would get it. I'm sorry. 215-592-9494. Tyler and Wayne, you're on WIP. Man. What's up, Tyler?
Yeah, guys. I just wanted to clarify real quick. I know that him on Instagram after games hasn't been all that positive, but that was actually a happy Instagram post.
Okay.
Using me but not using me. It's using me but not using me as a person, which means like the team's not trying to take advantage of him, like personally. That's all that really meant.
Let me ask you this, Tyler. That is a very sympathetic reading of the situation, and I'm not saying you're not right. Why? When in history would the team have been using him as a person?
That's the thing with all the play calling and the way that's going this year. I know there's probably a lot of speculation about how Petula has been calling plays really, and AJ definitely feels a little. Like he's not producing as much for the team this year.
Okay.
But I think that tweet from this past week meant like he was just happy to be used in the way that he wanted to be used, not used as a person to be dragged out like by the team, by media. Like, he still loves his teammates. You know what I mean? Him and Isaiah Rodgers traded jerseys because of an ex-teammate. Like, this guy is very – we all know he's very emotional.
Yeah.
And we all know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. So, I get where – the Instagram post can become drama, especially in the season when you're trying to repeat. But at the same time, in his way, as a young player or a younger person in this generation, he was just trying to say something happy with emotion behind it.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
That's all that was.
Have you ever seen anybody use – is that verbiage that people – use
oh,
or
yeah.
you are you just
oh, yeah. The younger generation they have a way with their words, man.
No, but I'm asking the phrase. I'm honestly asking. I'm not challenging the phrase. Oh, yeah. Using me but not using me, that is a phrase that you've seen online before.
I've seen that in rap lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah. Using me but not using me.
Okay. All right, maybe we're just old.
I'm 32, so trust me, it caught me off guard a little bit. But doing a little research with a couple of the younger kids I work with, they showed me a song, and I was like, oh, I understand.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I can accept that as an answer, but what I can't accept is leaving it out there to be interpreted.
Exactly. I can understand
that. That's the part
right there.
That may be exactly what he meant, but everybody doesn't get that.
No, there shouldn't be any Instagram posts during season because we're trying to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, and
I'd say, hey guys, no social media for the whole year until we get the gold done. But you're paying these guys millions; you gotta let them have a little freedom. And
social media is they haven't said anything yet. That's the reason that I'm this Coop and Reed podcast. It's like do it in the off season. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I appreciate the call, Tyler. Well, maybe we're just old.
Well, no, you know what? Well, then guess what? when he's asked next time he's available for the media, he can clarify it.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Yeah.
Like when you put social media posts out there that people don't fully understand what you're trying to say, then you clarify it.
Yeah, and if it hadn't been...
Because any post could be misinterpreted. How many people had to go back and be like, oh, no, this is what I meant.
Well,
that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. Plenty of people do that. So you can't get mad at people who are reading your post if they interpret it one way. It should be very clear.
Well, and it got aggregated all over the place, too. So yeah, it wasn't just me seeing it and saying...
And why do you think it got aggregated?
Well, because you couldn't tell what it meant.
Well,
yeah.
And because he's
it could
already
be perceived,
have...
Yeah.
He's already have a... What his track record says when he's... It's like the Bible verse
yes.
he tweeted out.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and he may say, well, that's not what it meant.
Right.
Well, you left it out there for a week for everybody to talk about it and debate over it and everything else.
He is good. If AJ wants to work here when he's done.
Yeah, we cannot afford AJ. I'm surprised we can afford Jason Kelce.
He is good at talking. Well, I think one of the reasons we could afford Jason Kelce is because Jason Kelce is making so much money otherwise.
He's not haggling over pennies here at WIP.
Yeah. We couldn't, when we used to pay him back in the day to do his phone calls,
yeah.
we couldn't get him to deposit his checks.
Deposit his checks,
I said that when Kylie was in here.
Yeah.
We would have to, the checks would go undeposited for so long that our accounting department would get mad because they didn't know what to do.
It messes up everything.
And they would go and recut them new checks. And finally, when Kylie came around, then we could get the checks deposited. Yeah, so
never had that problem.
No, not depositing checks?
Mine going in the bank quick.
Right away.
Before somebody changed their mind about it.
Yep. 215-592-9494.
I've never had that problem.
So Elliot joins us next. We will get his thoughts on the BG thing, and we will get to the bottom of who deserves credit for the BG scoop. I've never seen so many local media people trying to get credit for the BG scoop.
Everybody. Who was first?
John, well, Spike, I saw was first this morning.
I was first this morning. It was after the Eagles tweet came out. But, John Clark's out there trying to get credit for it. We have a couple of national guys out there trying to get credit for it.
Does Glazer get it?
Glazer had it as well.
Glazer had it.
Yeah, Glazer.
But there's somebody that nobody's talking about. We will go over that with Elliot coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.